It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It is 53 degrees.
A crash on Bangor Highway, but freeways in pretty good shape. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, we hear the names of those lost 19 years ago. Let's get our top national stories with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the tradition of families reading the names of 9/11 victims at the site of the World Trade Center in New York continued this morning.
Vincent Barry. Scott D. Bottle.
Carlton W. Bottles.
2,982 names are read each year. Masks and social distancing, really the only change this time around. Well, the toll is at least 17 killed in West Coast wildfires burning from California to Washington. The battle's been difficult.
In the last 3 days on the fires in Oregon, we've had very limited success with air resources because of the inversion of the smoke.
The town of Ashland, Oregon, famous for its Shakespeare Festival, has been devastated by fire. In Butte County, California, 10 people have died and more than a dozen others are missing. Four Houston police officers are fired after the death of an unarmed man in April on the ground, wounded and incapacitated, Chief Art Acevedo.
I don't need just a police officer. Do you want me to bring him back so they can do it again to somebody else? I don't think so.
Nicholas Chavez died in a hail of 21 rounds of gunfire during a mental health episode. He did have a small metal object in his hand. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Several of the schools that were out of action yesterday have their power back on this morning, but other schools will remain closed. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the update.
In the Davis District, Centerville Elementary and Centerville Junior High School have electricity again. They will be open today. Roosevelt and H. Guy Child Elementary Schools in the Weber District will be operating today, but the power is still off this morning at Birch Creek Elementary. Washington Terrace Elementary was still without power last night. The Ogden School District says Highland and Mount Ogden Junior High Schools will be closed again today because the lights are still off there. Granite School District still has 6 schools without power, but Friday is a distance learning day, so those buildings will not be in use. And Salt Lake City District is delaying its school opening until next Monday, even though the power is back on at the schools, but many students don't have access to internet connections because of outages at home. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Officials with Weber State University say they're gearing up for budget cuts next year due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wilczek joins us live with the details. John.
Yeah, Tim, university leaders say they're preparing for a variety of job cuts, buyouts, and program impacts. Now, the exact figure could go up, it could go down. It depends on whether or not conditions start to change. But for now, the Standard Examiner is reporting that the cuts could tally as much as $3 to $4 million. We're hearing that the cuts will come out of the school's operating budget, which is primarily funded by tuition money and tax funds. Reportedly, there's also concern about athletics, since WSU is a member of the Big Sky Conference, which postponed fall sports, putting a large chunk of football and basketball-driven revenue into question. Adding to the problems, university's enrollment was down a little over 15% at the start of the fall registration period compared to the same time the year prior. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Some changes this morning for anyone taking a TRAX train to the Salt Lake Airport. We get more from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Starting today, Utah Transit Authority will close the airport track station. Riders who take the green line to the airport now depart the train at the 1940 West Station starting today. An airport bus shuttle will drop passengers off at the airport. Returning passengers should go to the ground level of the airport to the airport shuttle, which takes them to the 1940 West Station. A press release sent out last night says crews will begin work on a new transit station adjacent to the new airport, which opens on Tuesday. The new station is not expected to be completed until next summer. Until then, transit officials say check times before you head to the airport and expect 15 to 30 minute delays. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Murders are spiking across the country, and the University of Utah law professor thinks it may have to do with the anti-police protest. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports the professor calls it the Minneapolis effect.
The Minneapolis effect is the idea that police officers have been redeployed or have pulled back from aggressive anti-gun enforcement or proactive policing, and the perhaps unsurprising result is that gun violence has increased as a result.
Professor Paul Cassell says after the George Floyd protest started, after the last week in May, homicides jumped 37% in the country. Cassell says it could be a number of things like new assignments or low morale in police departments. But research is suggesting,
while people were protesting the police to try to protect minority communities, in fact, there's been a boomerang effect.
And violence is hitting those minority communities hard. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.